What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Heel Yonder podcast. If you noticed, I didn't say wrestling at the end of that because we're taking this podcast to a different level. And I know I haven't done a podcast in well over a year. I apologize for that. I just want to step away for a little bit, regroup, and figure out where I want to take this podcast. And looking around and studying other people's podcasts and seeing what they're doing and how they're evolving and stuff. And I wanted to evolve this and make this different. I wanted to see what I can do here with this podcast. But I did want to jump on today. Since it is the Royal Rumble, I just wanted to throw out some predictions for the show and throw out what I think. We've had a crazy year of wrestling. 2023 was wild for wrestling, and 2024 has already been absolutely crazy. But I wanted to jump on definitely today and do a podcast I want to talk about real quick. It's not going to be a long one. I'm not going to talk for a long time today. There's only four matches, I think. Two title matches in the Rumbles, which sounds amazing. Which sounds really amazing. So I'm really excited about that. So. But yeah, wanted to jump on. But like I said, we're going to do stuff totally different. I'm going to talk about Pirates baseball a lot this year on this podcast. I'm going to talk about Steelers offseason, how that's going. I might even talk about the Penguins. You know, I'm not a big hockey guy. I root for them because they're a hometown team. But I'll maybe dip and dabble, talk about the Penguins a little bit. We're going to try and take us out a little bit. Might even dip and dabble into some USC. Talk about that maybe a little bit. Just trying to venture out and try to hit many people that can listen to this podcast, because I want to try to get this podcast out to as many people as possible to get to listen to this. So, but yeah, let's get down to business here. Let's talk about this Rumble. Well, let's talk about some news first before we get into Rumble real quick. I'll touch some real tidbits and talk about some stuff and everything about this. WWE's reached an agreement now for the flagship show, Raw, finally reached an agreement with Netflix where they're going to be on, they're going to be on Netflix starting in 2025. I found it pretty cool. I mean, a lot of homes, they put on a thing where a lot of people do have Netflix, so it's actually very different for both WWE and for Netflix. Netflix definitely wants to get into the streaming business, wants to get into streaming live sporting events, live shows. They did the Chris Rock special. They did, I think, a reality show, which I didn't think that did well. So it'd be kind of interesting to see where they will do this, because this is going to be live. They're not going to tape it. It's going to be live every month. Well, they haven't said when Nick Khan was on Pat McAfee's show, they really didn't state when Raw would be on. I think SmackDown's going to move to either Tuesday or Wednesday. I think they're going to keep Raw on Mondays. I think SmackDown's going to move from Fridays. I think they're going to move NXT. They might put it on Wednesday or Thursday. So I think they'll have three straight days of the show, and then they'll do other programming on Friday. Where Friday can then open back up, they can have NXT on that Friday before, if they're going to have two nights of WrestleMania. Or they can have, like, specials if they're going to run, like, NXT the weekend, which I think that would be great to do. Because I think it's going to be crazy trying to get to NXT, especially in Philadelphia. I've been to Philadelphia a couple times, and trying to travel through that city, trying to get it through there, it's going to be kind of hectic. So I can only imagine what that's going to be like. But then moving SmackDown maybe off of, just my opinion, moving it off Fridays, that might actually help out and have NXT shows if they run the same weekend as, like, the Rumble Mania. See if they want to go back to that instance. So we can actually maybe see that happening there. But it's going to be very interesting to see. I'm excited for it. I mean, I got to keep my Netflix subscription up to date. You know, sometimes you're like, oh, I got to update my information. So keep the subscription going all year if you want to watch Raw. So. Yeah, but I mean, this is where everything's going to. Streaming, everything's going this way. Like, NFL, they streamed the Thursday night games. They started streaming some of the Sunday night games. So, streaming's, like, coming big. I don't think it's going to wipe cable out completely, but you're going to have to stream a lot more stuff if you want to watch it. So I'm excited for it, something new. I mean, they made, I think it was a 10-year, $5 billion deal. They're going to make about $500 million over the 10 years. I think Netflix can opt out after 5 years. So it's going to be interesting to see. And then the Peacock subscription, where all the live premium live events are at and all the libraries at, their contract with Netflix is up. I mean, not Netflix, excuse me, up with Peacock. WWE's contract is up with Peacock in 2026. So we would definitely see where that's going to go, definitely, and see where that definitely going to take it from there and everything. And my guess, they're probably going to put everything on Netflix after that expires, once their contract's up with them too. So I don't see them not doing that. So I don't definitely not see them not having that on there as well. So they're probably going to eventually move everything to Netflix, because outside the U.S., they're getting everything. So everything's going to be on Netflix. So I would not be, it's be kind of like a test run to see if they really like it or not. So that'll be kind of a test run of everything. So yes, and then more news came out. The Rock joining TKO's board of directors, which kind of goes hand in hand what happened later on in the week also, I think. I think they might have knew something was going to go on. If you didn't see, Vince McMahon has some allegations going against him right now. I'm not going to get into any of that stuff right now. I mean, you've seen it all through. Everybody's reporting it, so I don't really need to talk about it, what went on there. But because of those, Vince McMahon has stepped down, resigned from his role at TKO and the WWE. So Vince has now stepped down twice now in a matter of almost 2 years. Like, not even that, a matter of a year, because like he stepped down last year. And then, I'm trying to think here. When did he step down? WrestleMania, he came back. Yeah, so it was probably right around last year is when he started coming back. So it was like 2022 is when everything started popping off, going off. And then I think he then stepped down. And then he came back, sold the company, parted the company to TKO. And that's last year. And that's been TKO ever since. Now with all this coming out now, he's actually stepping down. But The Rock's now on the board, which when he was on Raw a couple weeks ago, when he said to the fans, should he sit at a bar, sit at a booth, or should he sit at the table? I think The Rock had bigger ideas there. And it brings up everybody's question. So now is this going to lead to him wrestling Roman Reigns at this year's WrestleMania? We'll talk about that down the road here, what we think about that. I'll talk a little bit about in my predictions what I think could happen, what we could see. Very interesting to see where they would go with that. But I don't think, in my opinion, I don't think they need to do it this year. I don't think we need to see Rock and Roman. Like Rock said on Stephen A. on First Take to Stephen A., he said he's a long gamer. He wants to plan this out. And right now, just trying to rush this would be kind of crazy, trying to rush this. So I don't think they're going to do it right away. I could see it next year at WrestleMania, whether it be at this year's WrestleMania or at next year's WrestleMania. It would be kind of interesting to see next year's WrestleMania or maybe a WrestleMania down the road. So it'd be very interesting to see where they would go with that and everything. So yeah, so he's on the board now. But, I mean, eventually we're probably going to get Rock and Roman at WrestleMania. So I could definitely see that happening and everything. Well, let's get into it. Let's talk about it. The Rumble today. So let's talk about the matches first. There's only two matches. The United States title, Logan Paul and Kevin Owens. And we also have Roman Reigns defending against LA Knight, AJ Styles, and Randy Orton. They didn't announce that many people for the Rumbles yet either. So there's a handful of people, you know, the people that are in the men and women already. For LA Knight and Logan Paul, that's probably going to be the match at WrestleMania, I think. But for Logan Paul and Kevin Owens, United States title, they've done a nice build with it so far. Logan Paul and basically brought his story that, hey, you brought me here because you stunned me and embarrassed me at WrestleMania in Tampa. So you brought me here. You created this monster. And then they had a little spat at the PC, like Logan Paul said, he's re-signed his contract. Now he's going to do this full time, which I've enjoyed Logan Paul doing this. It's like, really wasn't a big fan of his at first, but since he's come with WWE, and it's kind of like a redemption story for him, like trying to do this and trying to get back and like, he's already a big star. He owns Prime, has a big successful podcast show he does, so he's a star, so, and WWE likes stars. I see him retaining. I don't see them taking a belt off him when this is his first title defense. Yeah, I don't see them taking the title off of him just yet, so I'm going with Logan Paul to retain his United States title there. We'll jump into the could be the main event if we're going to see Roman and, I mean, if we're going to see Rock tonight at the Rumble at the end. Because if this is the main event, we're probably going to see the Rock. Triple H will pop on that bottom screen there. And just like he did in Chicago, had everybody thinking that show's over. Here comes CM Punk. We could be getting the same thing with the Rock tonight. But Roman's going to win tonight. I see a lot of people talking about Randy Orton's going to beat them tonight. Roman doesn't get pinned, and then they can do Roman and Rock this year. We're just thinking too big into this. Randy's going to get his singles match once Cody's champion. That's when Randy and Cody, that story's going to be amazing too when they get ready to do that. So they're not going to rush into putting the belt on Randy just yet, just to him to lose it to Cody if they go that route. So I'm going to go with Roman retaining and then The Rock coming out if it is the main event. If it is the main event, Rock's probably going to come out more than likely. All right, let's get to why everybody's going to be watching tonight, which is, by the way, again, I've said this before many times on podcasts, that the Royal Rumble is probably my favorite pay-per-view. I know a lot of people say that it's been one of my favorite pay-per-views. I enjoy it better than Mania. It's just excitement and just how the excitement and all the surprise and all that stuff is really cool, especially when you're a kid watching it back in the day. So let's go into it. The Women's Rumble. Who I think is going to be number one and number two, the first two people in the Rumble. I'm going to go with Bayley being number two and number one being Becky Lynch. Here's why. I think they're going to start with those two to start the Rumble. I don't think the winners come from one. I can see my pick is going to be, I'm going to let you know about my pick here in a little bit, but I can see that because Bayley looked on SmackDown. She looked very upset. And when they look upset, that means they probably got a really high number. So I can see Bayley coming out two and Becky coming out to one there. And then down the road, we'll get some other surprises. I think AJ Lee is going to be in the Rumble tonight. That's just my prediction. I think she's going to be in the Rumble tonight. We'll probably see Trish. They said it's going to be between Raw, SmackDown, and NXT. So there's going to be some NXT superstars in the Rumble too tonight, which is pretty cool. So we can see that tonight. Probably see some NXT superstars tonight. We're probably going to get Jay Cargo in the Rumble tonight. Get ready to set up for her WrestleMania match against Bianca, because I don't think Bianca's going to Rumble either. A lot of people think Bianca's going to get there and wrestle Rhea. Or wrestle Io. And I was like, she's been in three straight title matches. Maybe it's time to pivot to somebody else. My pick for the Rumble for the women's, of course, is Bayley. I think Bayley's going to win. If Bayley's my pick, I think, winning right now, if I know the people in there. If Sasha signs with WWE and shows up tonight, she's winning the Rumble. She's winning the Rumble. Now, that would make a big time story going down, her versus Io. Bayley's conflicted, and that can build a whole storyline the whole way up until Survivor Series when Charlotte's back, and then you can get the Horsemen versus Damage Control. Because you can have Bayley and Sasha after they turn on Bayley and Sasha helps her out after winning the title at Mania. And then you can go down that road have them feuding with Damage Control, get Becky involved, and then when Charlotte's back, the Horsewomen, and then you can start their story of them main event WrestleMania next year, the Fatal 4-Way match. And that's if Sasha signs. That's if she signs. That's if Sasha shows up tonight, she's winning. If she doesn't show up tonight, I'm going Bayley. So that's my two picks tonight. That's, I got two for that one. So I gave you a two for there. I gave you two of them. So going with there. So let's go to the men's Rumble. A lot of people were. This is actually the first year that the Rumble that we have not has not been predictable. Last year was predictable. We all knew Cody was winning that shit. We all knew that. We saw miles away Cody was winning the Rumble. This year, we don't know. Because you got a lot of outside things. They threw Gunther at us on Monday. The whole Punk thing. The way they're doing the same Punk video. Kind of like how they did Cody's little vlog they did last year. I would say if there's four wrestlers, I think that we're going to win the Men's World Rumble, I would go Gunther, Cody, Punk, and then the fourth person I would throw in there would be Solo. Just an outside like Solo being there. But those would be my four, I think, to be the four favorites right now for the Rumble. Surprises. I mean, we probably won't see that many men's surprises, really. Everybody thinks it might be Okada tonight, but Okada's still under contract, technically, so we won't see him. I don't think MJF's coming tonight. I know a lot of people say, oh, I think it could happen. If Tony Khan would not bring back MJF, it's like, be damned if he gets Sasha and Okada. Big whoop. He lost his biggest star, his biggest star in their biggest storyline. That would hurt that company. So I don't see him. That should be priority number one. And that's some people say. Tony Khan sees shinier objects and forgets about his other toys. It's kind of like that like scene from Toy Story. Andy says, I don't want to play with you no more. That's kind of like how Tony Khan is. He's like, he has all his toys here, but he sees the shiny new ones. He throws the other ones to the side and forgets about them. So that's why Cody left. And that's why the Bucks almost left. Omega was thinking about leaving because Tony Khan wants it all. And he wants to do, he's a businessman, which is smart. He wants the biggest stars. Who doesn't? But I don't really see, I mean, we'll probably see Melo and Trick Williams in the Rumble tonight. We'll probably get like a return, like maybe to like Shane Helms, the Hurricane. Probably sees. I have a feeling we're going to see Hulk Hogan in this damn Rumble tonight. I don't know why. I mean, I know why WWE wants to do it. Because it's 40 years of Hulk Hogan, being the birth of Hulk Hogan, celebrating 40 years of Hulkamania and all that stuff. It's in Tampa, so we're going to see Hogan. I mean, shoot, we're probably going to see John Cena tonight because it's in Tampa too. I think Cena's going to eliminate Solo from the Rumble. As the kind of payback for him beating him at Saudi Arabia show back in, was it October, November? I think it was November, that show was. It was like late October, early November, and that show was. But yeah, but didn't he just have surgery, I think, or something like that? Or he was injured or something? Like, maybe he got surgery to be ready for this. But there's been two vignettes now for this man to talk about the Rumble. Hopefully he just comes out and just says his words and goes off. You know what I mean? Him in that Rumble would be ridiculous. No, his idea. He probably think he should win it. But yeah. Like, I just have a feeling we're probably going to see him in a Rumble tonight. Taking a space from somebody that should be in there instead of him. He don't need to be in the Rumble. He could come out, greet the fans at the beginning of the Royal Rumble. He can do something like that. He doesn't need to be in the Rumble. But you know how WWE is. I mean, he's going to get a pop, of course. I'll be like, yay, whatever. We haven't forgot what you said. As much as you apologize, we have not forgot what you said. So, who I'm picking to win? I'm going with Cody. I think Cody's going to win. I think they've been also teasing. A lot of times when WWE teases stuff, like two-time winners, two-time, they think they're trying to, they're throwing it off the scent, but I think they really want it to happen. Because I feel like it's bigger hoops trying to get Cody into this match if they try to do it the other way. They can have an Elimination Chamber match and have Punk win that, and he can go versus Seth Rollins at Mania. That's easy fix. That's easy fix. Trying to get Cody in that match and try to figure out a way to get Cody in that match if they do it on SmackDown, it's going to be kind of difficult there. So I can see Cody win the Rumble, being I think it's the fourth back-to-back winner. He will join Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold, and Hulk Hogan, I think. Yeah. Being a two-time back-to-back winners. Not two-time winners, being back-to-back winners. But now, I also threw out a little, who I think is going to be number one, number two? It's going to be Jimmy and Jay. Jimmy's going to be two. The way he has looked on SmackDown, when he pulled his number, when Ava, The Rock's daughter, which, by the way, she's now the new GM of NXT. Congratulations to her. And Nick Aldis were standing there, and he was like, yeet. He looked at the number, and he's like, no yeet. So I think he's two. Jay's going to be one, because they probably want Jay's entrance so he can come out and do the entrance with the whole crowd and everything bopping and stuff. So they probably want him to be one, and then Jimmy will be two, so they can wrestle each other, kind of a little thing there. So yeah, I said Jay's going to be in a Rumble, didn't I? Yeah, I did. Car doing this off the head. I'm off the top without eating notes. So yeah, but I'm going to my scenario for an ending, which would be kind of cool. They can go back to Triple H is a big old head. He loves old head like stories and stuff. What if the Rumble ends the show? The men's Rumble is the last thing, and The Rock's 30, and it's him and Cody, and they both go over the ropes. They both go over the ropes. They both touch. They do a Luger. It was Luger and Bret Hart. Was it Luger and Hart? Yeah, it was Luger and Hart, yes. Where they both went over, it was a draw. They could do, now hear me out. They could do Cody versus The Rock at the Australia show. The winner goes on to verse Roman. They could do that. And then they could do where the Bloodline gets involved, and then that's what it makes it a triple threat match. Nick Aldis makes it a triple threat match. Rock, Cody, and Roman. Don't want it, but I could see him going that route, doing it that way. They could have Rock beat Cody. if they have their mindset doing, because you got to get him there. Like, just him showing up. I mean, I get it, you can do it, but it's lazy. Him getting there and having this match with Cody, then he beats Cody, and that derails Cody's story, and then he goes and loses to Roman, and then Cody has to wait until Roman beats Hogan's record, which is not a real record. they could go that route too as well. And Cody wins in the summertime. He wins at a SummerSlam. They could go that route. I can see it that way going that way too. Now, the whole Steph Rollins being injured right now is also a big key on this too. How they're going to do this? How serious injury? Like, I heard a grade two MCL tear. If you get surgery, you're out for 3 months. So he would miss WrestleMania. But if he rehabs it, there's a good chance he comes back and just works a safe match. And then he drops title there. Then he gets surgery and he's out probably until next year. He comes back, Rumble next year, wins it. He versus Cody. And then he beats Cody. That could be an interesting thing there. But I could see him going that route, going back to The Rock and Cody. Threw something else out there to you guys. Here I'm saying, this is going to be like a 10 to 15 minute podcast. We're almost at 25 minutes already. but I can see them doing that route. I can see them going that route with Rock and Cody. And then, or Cody beats Rock, like I said. And then you have Cody versus Roman. Then Rock comes out, helps Cody defend off the Bloodline. Thinking Roman's thinking he's here to help him. He actually helps Cody beat the Bloodline. Which could lead to then the story being built to next year's WrestleMania for Rock and Roman. What I think, I'm going back to my first thing. I can see that happening tonight, that whole scenario drawing out there. Cody wins back-to-back. He says, I'm finishing my story WrestleMania. You put Rock as the special guest referee in that match. You get number one, you get Rock on WrestleMania. He's the enforcer. More and more, Cody thinks the chips are against him because he's going to think Roman's in Rock's back pocket. And then Rock then basically he's off the Bloodline, and it makes it an even match, and then Cody beats him. And then at the end, you see Rock endorsing Cody, raising his hand, pisses Roman off because you didn't help him, and that's going to build to Roman and Rock. Roman can then take the rest of the year off, get ready for this match. He comes back here and there, talk about it. You can have the Rock pop in here talking about it. Build to that match next year being the main event of WrestleMania. Because then the other title match does not need to be the main event. Cody does not need to be in the main event next year. WrestleMania. You can do the one women's match. And you can do Roman and Rock. Both world title matches don't have to be the main event. Since they're the main events this year. So. That's my predictions, I think. With the Rumbles and stuff going on and stuff. Again, thank you everybody for listening that gets on listening to this before the show comes on. I appreciate you guys. Again, Anchor puts us on many platforms, Spotify, Apple Music. They put it on bunch of other platforms. There's so many platforms out here right now. Once I get everything going, what I want to do with the podcast, and once I'm set up, I'm going to get a YouTube channel going on. I got some friends I'm talking to maybe bringing on to maybe jump on and help me with some sports betting, talking about Steelers, Pirates, maybe some Penguin talk. We're going to go all in this podcast. If I'm going to do this, I want to go all in on this podcast. I want to make it really good. I feel like I listen to a lot of people and it's not me throwing shade or talking bad about anybody. You know how everybody's like, oh, you're talking bad about somebody saying it. I just think I can do what they're doing. I feel like there's no one out there, I don't think, that I can... they might have people they know and stuff because they've been doing it so long. But I know I've been watching wrestling my whole life, so I understand wrestling. I think I understand it. I think I have a good knowledge of it. Even with sports, I think I have a good knowledge of it. I mean, I see people... me and my buddy, my one buddy was talking about today. We hear all these people on the radio talking about the Steelers. And you're like, I can probably do this too. Like, what's the difference? So that's why I said, I want to get out here. I want to do it. I want to have my voice out here heard and have my pain out there. So people can talk about it, good or bad. Exactly. It doesn't matter. I don't care, really. You know what I mean? It's my opinion. And today, it's my opinion, it's how I feel. And what's real great about it is everybody has opinions. If we were all the same thinking, it'd be pretty shitty boring, in my opinion. So, again, guys, thanks for listening. Enjoy the Rumble tonight. I might pop on, talk about the Rumble tomorrow, see what everybody thinks about it and everything. And everybody have fun tonight. Be safe, and we'll talk soon. Peace.